This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 210 for Tuesday, January 4th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, nearing contract highs to start the new year as gains in outside markets provided support. Canola up 8 to over $20, the March contract up $8.80 at $1,021.40 per ton. Forecasts calling for hot and dry weather in South America accounted for some buying interest in the Chicago soy complex today that spilled into canola. Soybean yields in Brazil and Argentina could be hurt by the adverse growing conditions. Strength in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures added to the firm tone, with both of those markets hitting fresh highs of their own. Bullish technical signals were also supportive, but ideas that the canola market is looking overpriced at current levels did temper the gains somewhat. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans up double digits, the March contract 34 cents higher at $13.89 per bushel. Those forecasts calling for hot and dry weather in Brazil and Argentina provided the catalyst for the gains in beans, with chart-based stops adding to the upside. However, soft U.S. exports during the holidays did pressure values somewhat, with the 1.2 million tons moved during the week ended December 30th, down 32% from the previous week. Monthly crush data showed 190.5 million bushels of soybeans were processed in the U.S. in November. That came in below trade expectations. Corn also found support from the South American weather worries today. The March contract up 20 cents at $6.09 per bushel. Chart-based positioning was a feature as that March contract climbed past the psychological $6 mark. Solid demand from the ethanol sector contributed to the gains, with 468.7 million bushels of corn used to create the renewable fuel in November. Wheat was steady to higher. Minneapolis only up 2 cents in the March contract at $9.70 per bushel, but the winter wheat's up double digits. Kansas City up 12 cents in the March contract at $8.04 per bushel. Chicago also up 12 cents in March at $7.70 per bushel. Crop conditions in the key winter wheat growing states of Kansas and Oklahoma deteriorated over the past month. Kansas was now only 33% good to excellent, and Oklahoma at 20%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.